This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Roy, says the drought in Ethiopia and resulting food shortages means that the nation could slide into a famine situation later this year, unless prompt action is taken to tackle this shortfall. The United Nations has appealed for $50 million in emergency funds to help Ethiopia cope with its worst drought in decades. Crop production has fallen up to 90% in some regions and fell completely in the east of the nation, mainly as a result of the El Niño weather pattern. Hua was speaking to me earlier about this crisis. A major humanitarian crisis is looming in Ethiopia, where around 10 million people face food shortages this year because of the nation's worst drought in half a century. How concerned is Caritas by this situation? And do you agree with those who warn that the country could even slide into a famine situation later on this year unless these food shortages are tackled now?
Yes, this is exactly the situation. So scientists say that this is the effect of El Niño. I knew of El Niño in the Pacific more than there in the Indian Ocean, but the situation in the Horn of Africa for decades is that drought succeeds to another drought and people are caught into that. And they go from almost famine to almost famine. And when it becomes so dire, what is being said is this the worst drought in 40 years, then there most probably will be famine. And to escape that, we must be acting. When I say we, the international community with the government of Ethiopia that is very concerned by the situation must act now to prevent further tragedies. The Caritas network has been called by Caritas Ethiopia. I could add Caritas Eritrea. We don't speak a lot of that country because it's very difficult. And I imagine Caritas Djibouti, Caritas Somalia will also come in. But right now by Caritas Ethiopia to come up and support massively what the needs are. And the Caritas network is present in Ethiopia, not only Caritas Ethiopia, but a number of member organizations have established offices since 1984 with a big drought then and still working in that country. It is a country on the verge of extreme poverty all the time, and this is a very worrying moment. So yes, we have to come up and the international community has to come up. There already are many displaced people because of the drought and there will be more. And when we think of climate change and the flux of climate refugees in the future, I think there will be many Ethiopians on the roads.
And that was the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Roy, speaking to Susie Hodges.